see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, and welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell, for those just joining us. Those on listening right now, go to, if you would, TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com. And you see this little green bar when you put, well, actually, you go to my picture. Click it, and then you click that green bar to the right of my mug picture. And you click it. And I'm just going to see what we're doing today. Tells me who's listening. Well, not exactly who's listening, but numbers and so forth. And see how we match up with everybody else. And I use this sometimes to kind of go back and look at what I'm talking about and how it matches up to a certain extent. And whether or not to improve or whatever. Gives me some idea. And then people give me suggestions and so forth. And it's just how it's all about. In any case, today is a special day, sort of. Family is a very, very significant occult holiday that a lot of people don't know about. Of course, those of the May Day, they know about it in the occult. And in witchcraft, they have another idea about it. And the Illuminati, they have an idea about it. But it's a very important day for them. It's a day of their undoing, because that's when it started, May the 1st, 1776, which is depicted on your dollar bill at the bottom of the pyramid. It's Roman numeral for 1776. You see? So what we're doing is it... we're going to start off, we're going to pray first. That's where I dedicate my broadcast. And that's what I depend on. Now, I do want to, I do want to advise you that this morning I had a, I was a guest on a show, featured myself on a ministries. It's on, it's downloaded on my website today, right now. I got it uploaded, downloaded, whatever. It's loaded. It's loaded up or down or whatever you want to call it. It's there. And so it talks about the HPV, a silent killer, and conspiracy to sterilize your children. I seem to think that's kind of important a little bit. Do you think? You think so? I give evidence about how this is true. The attack upon your children using the HPV vaccination for boys and girls. And so I went in detail, and I appreciate Barbara Hack and her ministries allowing me to come on for an hour and a half and talk about the HPV vaccination. I think it's about the second time since I've been doing this in 5 years I've actually talked about it on the air. I've put my studies out, and then people do your own research. And everything I say, you do your own research, and don't take my word for gospel. No pun intended. Do your own research. Never take one person's word for anything. I mean, never. Under no circumstances. You know, don't be lazy. Go out there and research. You hear something and, boy, that sounds kind of strange or odd or that's wild. Well, research it. Or you say, well, that, okay, that's what he said. Must be true. No. No. Because this is the rule of today is deception. I'm sorry to say that, but it's not being negative. It's realistic. The rule of today is deception. It is a rule, not the exception. You see? So, you know, it's just the way it is. Satan is God of this world, the physical world. But God of the Bible, God of the universe, the King of the universe, keeps him in some check. But every time we pull away from God, it opens up a portal. Every single time. It will always happen that way. That's how it's always been. Let me put it like this, literally. It would behoove the Joint Chief of Staff at the Council of Foreign Relations briefings, it never happened, at Masonic Lodges, all of them, at your White House, briefings and all the commanders, to include the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back. It is a physical fact. It is a history in the making that's already going to happen, guaranteed. And all their plans are going to go to, no pun intended, but the pot. Pun intended. It's a promise because this King James Bible will come true. And there's not anything they can do to stop it. Delayed it's been. To stop it, it's impossible. They can hide in deep underground military bases, 10 miles under if they want to. They can go fly in space if they want to. They can go to the Bahamas and play tiddlywinks with Elmer Fudd if they want to. It won't make one lick of difference. There's nowhere they can hide, nowhere they can go. And the only thing they have going for them would be to go ahead and renounce the blood oath they've taken as a secret society member. And I'd do it pretty soon if I were them. And take Jesus Christ as their Savior. Take the licks that they're going to get from mankind, to probably fired from the job or won't get the retirement or whatever. But it's better that than to spend eternity in hell. And this is not some philosophical threat or something like that. This is what's going to happen. And if they take care of their families, I would think that they would take care of their families not only for the secular materialistic world that we have today, but also for the future, being eternity. Eternity, man, begins at the millennium. And that millennium begins at Armageddon. And Armageddon is no time near now. These preachers, Bagley and the rest of them, all of them, Hagee, the whole doggone lot of them, are lying to you about Armageddon and Russia and China and all that. It's not Armageddon. It's not even World War III. World War III is between Islam and political Zionism. It's already planned. This thing going on in Crimea and Russia and China, they're going to be wiped out along with America, and the old Roman Empire will take control. See, it would behoove them. Now you understand what I mean. The briefings, the Joint Chief of Staff, should include this, what I'm telling you now. And they're going to lose bad. They're being so misled. It's going to be a shock for them. The shift, the power of the world is going to shift to the Middle East. It is going to happen. When? I don't know. But this fake World War III coming up is to lay the groundwork, though, for the first seal. We're close. Order out of chaos. Order would be the peace and safety, the real one, on when the Antichrist and the one called Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel, comes into play as a false prophet. Not the Pope and not Obama, none of that. That's fake. Well, they could take out a whole city. There's no question that that's possible to make this fake World War III. They need chaos to bring order, and the order they're bringing, the real one, will be the first seal. And the real Antichrist. It's coming. So, family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then we're going to get to talking about the news a little bit after the prayer. I'm going to speak a little bit about this so-called impeachment of Obama. And you ain't going to hear this anywhere else. I'm going to tell you the truth about this impeachment nonsense. Oh, I know they're saying we're going to impeach Obama. We're going to arrest Bush, and we're going to arrest Queen Elizabeth, and we're going to try to find Elmer Fudd and save Bugs Bunny. Or whoever he's trying to kill, whatever. Who cares? You understand what I'm saying? Am I making light of it? Yeah, because it deserves to be made light of, because it's baloney. And they're lying to y'all about this impeachment. I'm going to talk about that during when I talk about the news. There's some things they're not telling y'all. So, I like to start slow. So, in any case, that was a little facetious, wasn't it? Because I sometimes don't start slow. I like to hit the ground running every time. Family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And we'll get going here. Lord, we come before you today in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we pray the blood of Jesus around us today. Lord, that we'll not be disturbed, interrupted, or distracted in any way. Lord, that we pray that blood of Jesus around us, that we can focus on what we're doing. We share knowledge today. And Lord, we lay upon the cross our sins, that Father, you'll forgive those sins as you promised. Lord, we'll name those sins in our private prayer. Lord, we lay them before you, exactly what they are. And if we forgive them, forget them, Lord, that you remind us of those sins left untouched, that Father will bring them to you so you'll forgive them and acknowledge them. And Lord, to help us, take us away from temptation, that Father, we won't repeat them. We know, Lord, you'll leave some there, the thorn in the side, to keep us closer to you. Well, Father, to give us strength and courage to get through that too. Lord, we pray for our veterans coming back. And Father, we pray for those oath keepers, we pray for the veterans returning, that Father, they'll be enlightened, they'll be acknowledged about what's really going on behind the scenes, that Father, they'll understand this satanic agenda that's ongoing, this cause of us being made to fight each other through militia and oath keepers and FEMA and all this stuff, Lord, that somehow someone will come up and speak out and bring people together and expose the lies and expose the deception that's going on in this country. And Father, also in the other countries, that Father, you'll touch those in control and power and give them that turnover to lust of power, or Father, to bring them around one way or the other to disturb the plans of the Illuminati, disturb the plans of the fallen angels. Lord, that we can spread the gospel in more time with divine appointments. Father, we pray for our veterans coming back, that Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that each one that you render null and void the effects of those psychotropic drugs that are being given and the pills with the microchips inside them, Father, that with your Holy Spirit, you render this technology null and void and silence those voices in their heads, Lord, that these voices are being made through technology, a supernatural intervention, and, Father, to curtail it, to get rid of it, to destroy it. That, Father, these voices will be silenced to go after this and reduce these numbers of suicide that's going on, Lord, that 22 per day is too many, way too many, Lord, that we know it's being orchestrated and planned, that, Father, that somehow you can intervene and cause their technology and the effects of these drugs to be rendered null and void. Lord, we pray for children, Lord, that's being sought after to sacrifice, that, Father, you'll protect them, that, Father, you'll let some escape, and that to be noticed and be known, that, Father, you'll take away the sacrifice from these Wicca and these Satanists and all the like, and you'll stop their sacrifices, especially for these holidays, of their own dark holidays, that, Father, you'll destroy them. You'll destroy these holidays, and you'll take away their sacrifice. Lord, if that means to bring their child to the home, to your home, Lord, that so be it. That, Lord, and to give their parents and give those loved ones comfort in their losses, that these losses and tragedies will bring people together. Father, we call upon you to take control of this harp and take control of their technology to stop these disasters that they're creating, the water and the fires and the earth, the falls, the things that fall down, the earthquakes that's being conducted. Lord, that you'll stop their witchcraft and cause it to fail. Lord, to give us more time to witness to others as you set up these divine appointments. Lord, that's why we pray to you, Lord, a powerful prayer. Lord, a prayer against this witchcraft. Lord, we do pray. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over the ones praying, our families, and everything that belongs to us, Lord. And Father, we ask you for giant war angels and those to be loosed from heaven to come down and surround us and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask that you break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around all these witches, all the warlocks and wizards and Satanists and all the like. Father, we ask the Holy Spirit, please, Father, to break the power of all these curses, these hexes and vexes, spells and charms, and these fetishes, these psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all their witchcraft to be destroyed, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, these jinxes they put out, the potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction that they're causing, the sickness and pain to be taken away, the torment and power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being said my way, our way, or the family members in direction, we return it and the demons to the senders right now, back to them, and sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls then will find the light of your Son, Jesus, that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we ask you that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they too may be set free from the bondages of Satan. And Father, we do ask you to put on for ourselves, to put around us the belt of truth. And we thank you, Lord, for showing me the truth about yourself through the King James Bible, your plans and your ways. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you are the only God, the creator of heaven and earth and the King of the universe. Father, we do pray on the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you for showing us the truth about ourselves, that on our own we could never be good enough and to live in your presence. And we thank you, Father, for taking our sins to the cross and offering your perfect righteous life. Father, we ask you to put on those sandals of peace. We thank you for the peace you gave us, Lord, when we trust and follow you. And show us a way to help others to find that same peace, that they can have rest in the Lord. Father, we ask you put on for us the shield of faith. That we thank you for helping us to have faith in you. And Father, to choose and count on everything that you've shown us about yourself and everything you've promised us in your holy word. Father, we call upon you to put on the helmet of salvation. We thank you for promising us our salvation today in our battles for all eternity. And Father, we depend on that, Lord. We know that trials and tribulations are coming. And Father, we We expect that to happen, to give us strength to get through it. We ask you, Father, for the sword of the Spirit, and that's the almighty Word of God contained in the King James Bible. We thank you, Father, for the Scriptures that you've given us to memorize, to think, to pray on, to think about, and to put into practice, Lord. And, Father, we ask you to show us what you want us to cut through deceptions and to gain your victory in any battle we may face today. And these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I could spend another hour, or half an hour, or whatever you want to call it, talking about Bundy. We could sit here and talk about, we're going to impeach Obama. We can sit here and talk about dead fish, dead birds, and dead cows, and the fulfillment of Scripture, which would be a lie in the first place. That's what that one called Bagley's talking about. It's got my feathers ruffled up. They're talking about red rivers, different places, red lakes, and that's the most silliest thing I've ever heard in my life. Family, what they're trying to do is lie to you. And if they're not lying, then they're greatly mistaken, and they are deceptive. Or they better go back and do their research. It's not right what they're doing. Family, the 7 years have not started yet. And God doesn't have it spaced over a period of 100 years or 20 years or 30 years or whatever. It's 7 years. Hadn't started yet. It starts in order. Seven seals. And the first seal is the Antichrist. The real Antichrist and the real false prophet. To bring that first seal of peace and prosperity, Nasara, or whatever they want to call it, they must have something of chaos first. Something chaotic's got to happen. Whatever it is, you'll know about it. There's no question about that. You won't have to tune in to some show or something like that or turn on the TV. You'll know doggone well when it happens. It'll be on your front doorstep no matter where you are on earth. That chaos will bring some kind of order. What I'm looking for is that disclosure of the alien hoax and lie that they've planned since 1897. I'm not going to go into that right now. But that's how long it's been planned. Predictive programming all along the decades and generations leading up till today. To set you up. The next enemy they're going to put at you is a downpour of meteorites. Now, how are they going to pull this off? I don't know. But holograms, they'll say one hit in the ocean, and they could take out a nuclear bomb and set it off and say that was a meteorite that hit the ocean and caused a tsunami. I don't know what they're going to do. But whatever it is they do is bringing them closer to destruction, no matter what it is. Family, because look for that disclosure and peace and prosperity, and then buckle up, because it's going to get ugly after that. When that Antichrist, the real one, not the Obama, not the Pope or whatever, that's the fake, the real one, disclosure. Whether it's Raj Patel or some other neutral figure, I don't know. But it doesn't make any difference. It don't matter who it is. It don't matter what they do. They lose. They've lost already. That's the one thing I got in my mind. That's the one thing I know is going to happen, is they're going to lose. So they're already lost. See, the supernatural beings, along with the secret societies, the Vatican, the Illuminati, etc., actually think at the highest level that their knowledge will defeat God's power because they have control of the, to what they think. They got the control of the natural forces besides the weather, in addition to making earthquakes and tsunamis, with HAARP and all that. That's what's causing, and for y'all to pray for, those in Florida and those in Alabama, they're causing this. Family, this is all about witchcraft. What have they got going on in California? Fires caused by shaman conjuring up all kinds of nonsense, supernatural, causing these fires. There's your fire. Where's your water? In the Bible Belt. Earth. That's the fracking. That's the cave-ins on the earth, the earthquakes. earth, wind, and fire. Family, this is all about witchcraft. And it's real. It's causing all this damage through technology, supernatural, whiz-bang, smoke and mirrors, lies and wonders. That's what the big picture is. But every move they make, it don't make one lick of difference what they do. Every move they make makes them closer to their own destruction and their own undoing. And for those that's deceived by the blood oaths of the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry, Rosicrucians, Skull and Bones, OTO, whatever, God's going to start picking out those that's kind of lingering on the, straddling the fence. And when they see the true tribulation begin, they're going to cross over. But unfortunately, there'll be some that won't. Matter of fact, quite a lot of them won't. Know that it says in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, or for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. In comes Psalms 34:21, comes to my mind about now. You can look it up if you'd like. Psalms 34:21 is their fate. Continuing, Psalms 91:9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God's true to his promises. As Andy Griffin would say, I would think, there ain't no evolution. There ain't no reincarnation. Only thing I know about reincarnation is milk is gone bad, and you throw it away. Now, incarnation, that's called possession of demons. Jesus was not incarnated with God. Jesus Christ was God in physical form. He was incarnated. He was incarnated by the Spirit of God into human flesh. Can you imagine? Begotten is a really important word. You see, Adam and Eve and the sons of God, angels that came down to earth in physical form, as they had to take on that form to watch over man, but they got a little bit feisty, you might say, with the women. That's created Nephilim, Genesis 6:2, 6:4. They were physical. They did it too after the flood with Nimrod. There are today the fallen angels that's causing all this trouble. And today is a big holiday for them. Actually, between April and May the 1st. I'm going to talk about that shortly. And those that know me, if I miss something, send me a text, y'all, that know me. You know who I'm talking about. If I miss something, because I get a little ambitious about what I want to talk about. And what I don't get today, I'll cover tomorrow. I got Bible study 7:30 to 9 tonight. You're welcome to join us at watchmenforjesus.com. And just go on the website, and I'll start talking at 4 o'clock. It just breaks in the 24-hour loop that I have on my old broadcast. I'm getting ready to shift over a whole new set of broadcasts on my 24-hour loop. Now, before I get kicking here, I want to let you all know that we are played graciously by John Kirkler, highportradio.net, highportradio.net. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up at Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. We also played out west in Colorado on KBLU Radio, Thomas there, and Blue Raven Network. He also plays us there, simulcast, I think, on occasion. Family, you know, this, it's going to happen eventually, this New World Order. But family, nobody knows when. Matter of fact, they don't even know. They've tried every decade they had to try at it. How far back? How does Nimrod sound? Hadn't happened yet. It's not been made public. Why? Because God is in control. He allows Satan certain latitude. But the change about now, I see other than the past, is that the biggest change I see, the paradigm, is they've kept it secret up to a certain point in the 80s, 90s time frame, to a certain extent. Now, they are using, like the Jones, Alex Jones and Quayle and all these guys, they're using them to show you how worthless the government is, how the Illuminati and all this sort of thing, to let you know they exist. Family, they're even putting it on jeopardy as a question. Name the secret society that... Illuminati! And then they get all laughy and giggly about, well, I guess I've said too much already. A chuckle, chuckle. I wanted to reach through the TV and grab, well, actually not TV, but the YouTube, and grab my choke and stack and swivel. They're making fun of it. They have no idea what they're dealing with. But see, they're using it on Jeopardy, because everybody watches Jeopardy. They put it out in all kinds of ways to get you to know who the Illuminati is now. They want you to know who they are. Why? Because they're going to take it out. But that's going to be a lie. They're going to say, the good angels, the good aliens, are going to say, we defeated, here's where David Icke and Jordan Maxwell come in. They work together, by the way. They're New Agers, Freemasons. To identify the reptilian, the two-legged walking reptiles. Queen Elizabeth II, all this stuff. Kind of weird, isn't it? Well, that's your dialectic. So that's the evil. That's the wicked witch of the, what is it, the east or west or whatever? So that's got to be evil. Well, then here's Miss Witch of the North. She's got blonde hair, blue-eyed. She's got a nice little dress, looks like a prom dress. And a little star, it's a pentagram of Satan. Oh, yeah, don't take your eyes off the star now. And she does a little thing with da-da-da. She's got to be good. Oh, Dorothy, click your hands, your feet, or whatever, your red heels three times. And I want to go home, I want to go home. Whatever. You got the point, take your toto with you. She's got to be good, right? Wrong. Witchcraft is witchcraft, period, end of story. Now, you've got some Wicca that are in this Mother Earth thing going on, and they really think they're doing, trying to do mankind good and all this, and bless houses, and I don't know what. Family being misled bad. Pray for them. But move on. Family, all this is involved in the coming world crisis. The religion of the Antichrist is going to be secular humanism, atheistic materialism, humanism, and family, every single public school. As quoted by Charles Francis Potter, every public school in America is a school of humanism, going back to 1908. Family, that's serious. We've all been under the influence. It's consistent from 1930 to 1989, 59 years. The same quote, humanism, Marxism, has controlled our country since day one. I can give you facts beyond a shadow of a doubt. Quotes from their own inside. Because they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's requirement. But what we're doing is correction, rebuking, and telling you what they're up to. Because when they say, now we go back to it, the Illuminati has been defeated, we've got rid of the bankers, and blah, 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 so and so on. We've defeated them, we're winning. It's a lie. Many are going to be deceived by this. Because that is the dialectic. They always control both sides. They have always controlled both sides since Nimrod. Family, Jesus Christ, literally, supernaturally, is the only hope this world has, and he's already won. It's a done deal. What we're doing right now is we're counting the casualties that don't accept Jesus as Savior. They've already lost this war. It is impossible for them to win. It's impossible for this New World Order to continue on. Because it's going by the book. Always has, always will. But in the meantime, when I try to do my broadcast, I show you the specifics of how Satan is operating. That's what I try to do. And then the Bible studies, I focus solely on, the Bible. That's not a hard one to say. Right now, and I caught some YouTubes today, they're hitting again. Dead fish, dead birds, and dead cows, and dead calaboos, I don't know, whatever else. Family, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I got to tell you. Human beings, living animals and living beings of all kinds, and birds and bees and all this, they're molecules, particles, and protons, photons, and quarks and whatever to make physical beings in this world. It's based on frequency vibrations. Each one has a difference. Oof. Water has a different frequency than vibration than, say, wine. Electromagnetic energy can change frequencies. Like a microwave can do that, by the way. So, for example, when Jesus changed the water to wine, he is the creator of this universe, God incarnate in human flesh, right? He uses this frequency vibration based on 186,000 miles per second on this physical world. He can change it because he is a creator. Now, unfortunately, like the Tower of Babel, mankind has learned from the fallen angels how to manipulate these particle vibrations. At first, in the old days of old, it was alchemy, manipulating using their own limited amount of electromagnetic energy and alchemy. Like, for example, something called amethyst milk. You take amethyst crystal, grind it up to a powder, and through invocations and sacrifice, all kinds of weird things they do, they can put it into the body and cause the body DNA to change and create a Nephilim to change the DNA. Okay, now, so they're leading mankind up to the level that they can do it technologically to change DNA and accelerate the growth process by manipulating the frequency vibration, and it gets a little bit complicated. That's where HARP comes in, and that's where all this, physics and E equals MC squared 2, all that stuff. They need the minerals of the earth and the crystals, the minerals, the gold, the copper, all that, to affect a change of frequency vibration of these physical bodies. Abortion is legalized child sacrifice to absorb the life energy of these living beings called babies. Forest fires, disasters, they absorb somehow the energy caused by this to open up portals. Family, this is all witchcraft. Witchcraft is real. Now you mix in the physics. The Hadron Collider, they're going to fire up. It's a way that they've devised using physics and this knowledge to finally be able to devise a method by which they can open up the portals without human sacrifice. We're close to that time that God's going to shut their operation down. Why do you think that sixth seal earthquake is all about? To destroy everything they've developed. Everything they developed before the flood, God destroyed it with water. Everything they're going to develop now is going to be destroyed by the seven trumpets of the judgment. And at the end of the 1,000 years, he'll destroy the entire earth with fire. He'll melt down everything they brought up, and he's going to put it back in the earth and create a new heaven and a new earth in fervent heat. And there's not a darn thing they can do about it. You as humans, he loves all of you that are human. Just don't be misled. Don't play with your eternal life. Don't mess with it. Now go back to what I was talking about. These birds, notice it's all black, red wing blackbirds, and their insides are all mushed up. The fish, the whales are beaching themselves. These cattle or sheep are just all of a sudden just, whoop, oh, let's run, you know, let's go off into the, and to kill ourselves. Family, this is all demonic. But also, that harp can identify certain frequency vibration of these birds or humans or whatever has a certain frequency vibration. They can target those living animals with a shot of ELF of some sort, and it shakes up the insides, turns them to mush. Now, they come up with silly excuses. Oh, this is firecrackers, fireworks, or they flew into a hurricane, tornado, or a high wire or something, just nonsense. They're not going to tell you the truth. Why are they doing this? I'll tell you why. And they got this fake red rivers. They have this, all these pictures of red rivers. Family, we're not anywhere near right now the seven trumpets. That's what they're talking about here. You know that. That's the insinuation that they're making. And they're depending on their obtained a pastor's license on the internet or a Cracker Jack box that they are knowledgeable. But you see, in the second trumpet, one third of the sea is blood. One third of the ships are destroyed. Creatures die in the second trumpet. If you go past second bowl in the seventh trumpet, that's 7 years in the tribulation. That's a lot of stuff that's going to happen before then. All seas turn to blood. All creatures die. All the fresh water of the earth in the third bowl are turned to blood. You see what they're insinuating? So if I know my scripture a little bit, and I get this trustworthy evangelist on TV or on the YouTube or whatever talking about this, I'm saying, oh, gosh, we must be in the end of the tribulation. Okay, here's the tricky part they got on you. If they got people believing that the Calvinists want them to, or the preterists, that will set up the incoming Yeshua, which is the fallen angel, Sananda Emmanuel. He's the one that looks like Jesus Christ, we think looks like. They're setting up for him to appear. So they got to get rid of all these seals and the trumpets and all that. They got to make people believe it's already done. That's what they're up to. That's why the sacred name movement, Hebrew roots movement, wants to get everybody to say, well, his name was Yeshua. No. His name is Jesus, because the true word of God does not have Yeshua in it. And when you translate the true word of God to King James Bible in other languages, it's going to have different. So Yasu is Chinese, Jesus in English, Yeshua in Hebrew. And we're going not to what the Hebrews wrote. They lost that plan. They lost that assignment by God because they turned against God. They can't get it back. They're accepted with the Gentiles. They're not special anymore, and neither are we. We're all equal. In God's eyes, when you take his son as your savior. But it was passed on to the time of the Gentiles to bring the word of God to mankind. You don't go back to Yeshua for the whole world to say, well, his name's Yeshua because it's Hebrew. No. Because the tricky part is, once they get everybody to do that, then your mindset for the coming of the fake Jesus, Sananda Emmanuel, who looks like the Jesus we think is. The real Jesus is actually talked about in the Bible. Hell, duh. But he's got bronze skin and hair like wool. Gives you a little hint that he just might be Middle Easterner. Now, what a thought that is, being he came from Jerusalem. Hello. Not blonde hair, blue eyed, and he's not black either. He's bronze skin, hair like wool. He looks like a Middle Easterner, Indian or Mexican or Middle Easterner. Now you're going somewhere, you see. Because you look at the United States map, it's directly adjacent to the Middle East. And that ley line, how about that? Yeah, see, they're setting you up for Yeshua, the fake Jesus, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy. No, sir. Pray against him. But pray for Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come back at Armageddon. And Armageddon ain't Russia, ain't China and NATO and all that nonsense. Armageddon is between Jesus Christ and the transhumanized army of Satan. After all the seals are done, after all the trumpets have been sounded, 3/4 of mankind will be wiped out. And I'm telling you what, I went to the grocery store this morning and nobody's worried about no sixth seal or sixth trumpet. So I guess we're still there at the beginning of it. See, yeah, you know, so don't be bringing in dead fish, dead birds, and dead cows. That's being caused by technology. Evil intent of harp stations, identifying and killing these animals. Now, if you want a colored river, I tell you what, it's already passed. You have to wait until next year. But you can go to Chicago during St. Patty's Day and you see a green river. Well, there you go. You won't find that in the Bible, but you see a green river. If they make a river green in St. Patty's Day, I bet they can make a river red too. In this masquerade of the end times events that these people are coming up with. And it's massive. To fool everybody. So family, don't get all up in the hype. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Oh, yeah. Remember the voice-to-skull technology? Hear me. The one that's causing the suicides of our troops, by the way. The voice-to-skull. Look it up before you make your decision that I'm crazy. You look it up and then pick your jaw up off the floor. Now, if you go to my website, watchmenforjesus.com, and I have a study there on the suicide conspiracy. It tells you about voice-to-skull technology. Now, watch this. There's this YouTube. Everybody, you know, those that don't pay attention to what's going on, they don't matter anyway, because they're not going to understand this. But those that's watching YouTube and all this, you know, you read it, you conspiracy theorists and all that, right? I heard the trumpet sound, they say. Well, where was it, by the way? When you heard the trumpet, did you tell the whole world, did you tell Netanyahu that you heard the first trumpet or something? Family harp. Voice to skull. The sound of trumpets is being orchestrated. And when you hear trumpets, it's going to be every human being on this planet. It's not going to be a few. That's almost silly to hear, listen to our YouTube and say, yeah, I'm going to send this viral. Why? Because this guy in Minnesota, this guy in Florida, this guy in somewhere heard the trumpets. Well, gosh, give him the Nobel Peace Prize and send him to Europe and get on the news and TV. I heard the first trumpet, and then give him some kind of, I don't know, patent money or something and say, good along now. Family, you're going to have no doubt when you hear the trumpet sound, every human being will hear them at the same time. But here's the rub on it. This one named Benjamin Krem has been saying all along, this one called Maitreya, that's the Antichrist, the false prophet, the Sananda, is going to speak to people, and everybody on earth is going to hear him at the same time. It's technology, family. Microchips coming out of these. Look up smart dust. Do the work. Do the work. You can do it right now. smart dust. It's nothing but silicon chips, the size you can't see, being distributed through these chemtrails that you suck in like air, like dust, enhances these sounds. Look it up. Family, Walmart has perfected this technology in certain stores. You hear the sound not from ear and sound waves, but from the mind through microwave technology. Microwave goes directly to the brain center of where you hear. It's like having an implanted MP3 player. It's all it is. So this wacko, fallen angel, Maitreya, and the Antichrist start speaking to people. And those that don't know this are going to freak out, man. They're going to freak out. Born again Christians are going to say, I'm really confused here. Especially if they have a fake rapture pre-trib. You heard me right. Get ready for this trickery. Lying, signs, and wonders. Family, they're not whistling Dixie. They have some technology. Star Wars, that Reagan and Carter and Nixon. Traitors from the day they became president to the time they became a Freemason working in Hollywood. That'd be Reagan, Ventura, all the rest of them. Schwarzenegger, whatever he is. Nazi. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one you can trust. No Rand Paul, no Ron Paul, no nothing, nobody or anybody. Jesus Christ is the only one. Jesus Christ. That's it. And the King James Bible, irrefutably, the only true word of God that's complete for right now is in your hands. If you go buy one somewhere. I don't sell nothing. I sell absolutely zero. Go buy it yourself. Cambridge edition. And start doing your memorizing. Start doing your reading. Get closer to God. Do the fasting. Praying. And family, if he lets it go another decade, there you go. But it's going to happen eventually. Whether it happens next month, whether it happens in the spring, in the fall, or whenever, it's a coming. You see, the reason it's not happening now, and hadn't happened before, he's given people plenty opportunity to repent. That's why. When we pull away from him, Satan fills up the vacuum. That's on us. And there's a point that it reached when the flood came. There's a point that reached when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. There's a point reached when Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. There's a point reached that when we're going down, man. We're going down. And I'm going to tell you something else off the top of my head from my heart to you that I realized. I'm from the South, y'all. And this Southern and this so-called Bible Belt, and Americans in particular, we got a lot to repent for. 1712, we enslaved a culture of people called the blacks from Africa. We enslaved them, beat them, raped, and everything else, and modified the DNA and genetics led by Willie Lynch. Look up the Willie Lynch papers. And that's what they call Lynchburg. That's what they call lynching. In honor of Willie Lynch, a black guy that taught our white folk how to make better slaves. Family, don't forget this. We have a lot to repent for. We had a culture enslaved from 1712 to 1960. And that's when they planned the civil rights movement was in 1700s. Subjugated women. Murdered through every war. Causing us to fight each other. We murdered Indians and Mexicans. Man, we got to repent for that. God don't forget that. And they got a lot of forgiving to do. The Indians and Mexicans and blacks have a lot of forgiving to do. And those white folk that let this happen, our ancestors that is, got a repentance to do for our family members going back to that period. And you Freemasons, renouncing that blood oath of your great-great-great-great-great great-great-great-grandfather that went back to the Civil War or Revolutionary War as a Freemason, cursed your family four generations. Man, there's some cleaning up to do. I'm telling you right now. Man, you better get with it. Get rid of that pride. Humble ourselves. That's what Martin Luther King said. Martin Luther King Jr. He warned us. JFK warned us. Fam, it's coming time to pay the piper. And you can repent of your family's misdealings. If y'all had a plantation, you know what I mean? There you go. Well, you got something to repent for. Don't take pride in your family that happened. There's no pride there. There's nothing but death and destruction. Family, we got to own up. I guess it's a good thing I'm not going for any public office, huh? I wouldn't get any votes, I know. I had to get that out. What's going on today? I've been warning everybody along the way that you got infiltrators in the militia. You got infiltrators in this Bundy thing going on, Oath Keepers. You've got infiltrators. I've been warning people all along. Now, I was going to play a video. I'm not going to do it now. Y'all can find it. It's called The Bundy Affair, Oath Keepers versus Militia. I'm not going to play it like I'm going to. I'm going to talk about the coming world crisis and fake World War III before I get off on this other stuff. But listen. There was a confrontation between Oath Keepers and militia. What's going on here? Why? Why does Sheriff Apayo say he's going to put 30 rounds in every militia if he comes around his officers? What's going on? Is it possible the Oath Keepers are real, well, you're sovereign Americans and veterans and all that. Is it possible, is it entirely possible, speculation here, that this militia made up of mercenaries, made up of foreign troops that speaks really good English, is going on. Isn't militia technically supposed to be Americans? And isn't Oath Keepers supposed to be Americans? And isn't militia supposed to be maybe made up of veterans, maybe? And then Oath Keepers made up of veterans also? How come veterans are fighting veterans? Y'all ever thought about that? Anybody ever come across this idea? If something's not right, somebody's poking somebody. Something going on ain't right. You got infiltrators. Oh, what about the march today? Veterans, Colonel Riley or Potter or what? I don't know, whatever. Supposed to march with veterans on the 1st of May. What about that? What happened? Must have fell through. Now, I'm going to move back on to one more thing before I go into the coming world crisis in World War III that I think is due for today. You're not supposed to say, are you? Well, I just did. Now, you need to know about today. April the 20th is the 110th day of the year. 111th in leap years and the Gregorian calendar. Of course, our calendars and our days of the week are worshiping of the fallen angels anyway, Monday through Sunday. Now, I'm going to leave a lot of details out here because I don't have time to go into all the details. I can make an hour on this one. But there's 255 days remaining until the end of the year, give or take, from April the 20th. Now, if you double and triple the numbers, it creates a power date. It's talk about alchemy, open up portals. I'm just getting right down to it. And 20th of April equals 6 and reduces into a cult prime number of 33. 13-day span starting on the 19th of the 1st of May. Ending on May 1, 6 reduces is 33. So, all this has to do with the occult, which thrives on human worship through worshiping the earth and its elements such as stone, wood, or metal, earth, wind, and fire, and all that other sort of stuff. So here's the deal. April 19th, 1775, was Battle of Lexington and Concord. 1,400 British were killed and some Minutemen. April 19th, 1904, was the Great Fire of Toronto. Within a day, April 18th, 1906, San Francisco earthquake fire. April 19th, 1936, was the greatest show of military strength since World War I, and Germany paid homage to Hitler with a show of 300 tanks. April 19th, 1943, the Nazis trapped Jewish resistance fighters in a storm drain in Warsaw, Poland, held them there for several days until April 19th, and then the stormtroopers began to pour fire into each end of the storm drain and burned them all alive. That was your blood sacrifice, which is required by the Star of David. That's nothing but a hexagram and requires a blood sacrifice. That's what it is. Americans, don't be pushing your chest out. We've got 50 pentagrams on our stars and stripes. Oops. April 20th, 1983. Two cars packed with high explosives blew up Baghdad, killing and injuring a large number of people. April 20th, 1984. Good Friday Massacre. Extremely violent ice hockey playoff game in Montreal, Canada. April 20th, 1985. To 20 April, 1985. That's okay. ATF raid on the Covenant, the Sword and Arm of the Lord compound in northern Arkansas. Hey, did you know about that? April 19th, 1993. 50 years exactly after 1943 in Warsaw, government troops, tanks, military equipment stormed the compound, David Koresh, his followers at Waco, Texas. That definitely fulfilled the requirement for human sacrifice, trauma, fire, and young sacrificial victims. That was all about. April 19th, 1995, Oklahoma City bombing. Fire and death on this day. April 20th, German terrorist group, Red Army Faction, announced their dissolution after 28 years. April 20th, 1999, Columbine High School Massacre, orchestrated by CIA. Those two kids were on Prozac, microchipped, and controlled. April 19th, 2005, Joseph Aldoise Redzinger was elected as Pope Benedict. April 20th, 2007, Johnson Space Center shooting and incident of hostages in Building 44. April 20th, 2008, Benedict visited Ground Zero in New York, the scene of the 11th September 2001 attack, Twin Towers. Twin Towers were dedicated by Masonic Order September 11th, 1966. Planned to come down, 1966. Came down, 2001, just as they had planned to do. Let that soak in a little bit. April 19th, 2010, in Canada, 400 straw bales caught on fire and blazed out of control. There's your fire. April 19th, 2010, Iceland's volcanic ash grounds, all airlines in northern Europe, NATO conducted largest military exercise of that year. April 20th, 2010, Gulf War fire. April 20th was the birthday of Hitler. April the 20th was gun turret, Idaho. Was it Idaho? Forgot off the top of my head. Killed like 43 sailors. Family. I've got a lot more going on here. That's just a part of it. April 19th is blood sacrifice period of time. Now, the reason they do this is in preparation for the Wesak Festival in May. I'm not going to talk about it now, but the Wesak Festival nobody talks about. I'm going to talk about it later on next week. I'm going to expose it. April 19th to 25th of April is sacrifice preparation, kidnapping, holding, ceremonial preparation for those that's going to be used for human sacrifice. April 25th, the Damur, D-A-M-U-E-R ritual, a grand climax, sex rituals. You see, these sex rituals, like they do in the Pentagon, in those little middle groups of the Royal Secret of the Freemasons, when they do a sex ritual, abomination of sodomizing young boy child, you heard me right. That abomination, those acts, open up portals for the individual to be received of a demon. That's the Royal Secret of the Freemasons at 33rd degree. They know this secret. That's where your superhumans come from. Your remote viewing. Your automatic writing. That's how they get their powers, through this royal secret. Classified documents and classified programs based on witchcraft. April the 30th is Walpurgis Night Beltran, and we're there. One of the most important nights of the satanic calendar, where you have blood rituals and human sacrifices, will take place worldwide. You see, April 19th to May the 1st is a very important time period to the Satanist. Your Pentagon, Michael Kino, is a Satanist that walks on water for the MKUltra program at your Pentagon. At your White House, most of your presidents are part of Bohemian Grove. Now you understand how this goes? Queen Elizabeth, man, she's more into witchcraft than you can imagine. It goes back all the way back to the Merovingian bloodline, all the way back to their descendants, to their bloodline of the pharaohs of Egypt. This knowledge was given to them by the fallen angels to use to bring them into this world. You understand how deep this goes? April 19th to May the 1st is blood sacrifice to the beast Moloch. Begins the most critical 13-day period. Fire sacrifice is required on April 19th. Especially children and women are just plain innocent victims. That ferry that tipped over, the fires in California, the water, 2 foot of rain? Come on now. That's not normal, to say the least. This is all orchestrated, family. Getting ready for May 9 to 11 at this horrific and evil Wesak festival. And there are sacrifices to bring in those fallen angels. I can name them for you. Saint Germain, the one who deals with the finances. Nisera. Sanan de Manuel, Kathumi. They are 66 of these suckers, man. From a second heaven. That's another story. I'm going to stop there. April 19th is the first day of the 13-day satanic ritual. And it all just goes downhill from there. So Beltran, B-E-L-T-A-I-N-E, festival, and Walpurgis night. Now, listen, it's the highest day in the Druidic witch's calendar. While May the 1st is Illuminati's second most sacred holiday, and on this day, human sacrifice is required emotionally, physically. The celebration officially begins the night before Beltran. The tradition is developed among occultists to celebrate Beltran, which is a 2-day ceremony. The tradition was strong enough that even Adolf Hitler made it look like he killed himself on April the 30th, but he escaped. Came to the United States about 1945, 46. He died 1960-some. Maypole was originated with the celebration of Beltran. Its fertility is being asked of the earth goddess. The maypole is a phallic symbol, a pyramid symbol, because that's when they bring out those little colored things, whatever. They dance around the maypole. Well, that's the pyramid. It's a kind of fertility. It's a symbol that's symbolic of the female sex organ. 4 6-foot alternating red and white ribbons were connected to the pole, and the men would dance around counterclockwise while the women went clockwise. So the union of the intertwining of the red ribbons symbolizes the act of birds and bees. Copulation. Call it what you want. Remember, it's a fertility celebration day like Valentine's Day is also called May Day. It is the anniversary of the World Revolutionary Plan that we're dealing with today is 1 May. People don't know that. The coming world crisis. Is there World War III. Oh, I was going to talk to you real quick about this impeachment. It might take me 30, 40 seconds. Don't let them fool you. The Constitution was usurped by a corporation. 1871. We're a corporation. We're not a country. That's the reality. Now, the basic premises adhered to by the people and the movement and the people in the sovereign government, the government is a corporation actually functioning as the federal government. Americans, British know this. Hey, you better wake up, America. We're a colony of England today. We never won our independence. Brits know that. They know their history. Of course, the Brits have got something to learn about with Queen Elizabeth, but whatever. So, being that we're a corporation functioning as a federal government, it does not have to follow the Constitution. Never did. I got a quote from FDR confirming this. March the 4th, 1939. So it doesn't matter if Obama or any other president, or Obama specifically, is a natural born citizen. Since it's a corporation, he's the head of in the first place. So the corporation, United States of America Corporation, gets the permission of the people to reign over it by deceit. So it's worded by the birth certificates, y'all. Social security cards, driving license, IRS forms, marriage license, all the documents. Make sure it happens. They also refer to the person in all capital letters. It means the name represents a corporate entity. That's how the corporation, the courts, get jurisdiction over you. The courts do not fly the real American flag. If you look behind the judge, who's probably a Freemason anyway, or Knights of Malta or something, they use a military or admiralty flag because you enter a ship when you cross into the court. Now, I'm going to stop there. I can get into it, but you got the idea. So they come up with this, we're going to impeach Obama. Man, they're just wasting your time. They impeached Nixon, right? No, they got rid of his vice president, Spiro Agnew, instead of killing him like they're going to do. And, oh, that's another story. Brought in his cousin, Gerald Ford, and he pardoned him. This is the game they play. This is the game they play. Isn't that a hoot? Let's talk about now the coming end times, as I said I would. Is there a World War III in the end times? Does a prophecy predict it? Now, everybody's trying to allude to it, this coming world crisis. That we're in World War III being generated right now with China and Russia and all this. But that's not really, even in their plans, it's not there. In God's prophecy, and in their plans even, both sides, says it's going to be in the Middle East. And the king of the north will be Turkey. Islam against political Zionism. And every country on either side will fight each other to complete exhaustion. And that's when the Antichrist will take over as dictatorship. Leading up to the second half of the tribulation. Now, it looks like I'm going to talk about that tonight. The details of Armageddon. Tonight at Bible study. I can see that coming up. All right. So, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that a world war will be a part of the future. And Jesus Christ, he plainly taught that there would be war prior to his return. And you'll find that in Matthew 24, verses 4 to 31. And you know that some hold that he spoke generally of the church age in verses 4 to 14. He spoke of the tribulation period that starts at midpoint in verses 15 to 31. You can look those up. I'd write them down if I were you. Now, others believe that Christ spoke of only the 7-year period known as tribulation when you go to verses 4 to 31. Matthew 24. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Family, is that happening now? Oh, is it ever. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in divers places. Now, God doesn't say he's going to cause them. He says they're going to be. He didn't say, I'm going to cause them. His I'm going to cause them is in the first trumpet. Now, that's him going to cause them, you understand. Now, all these are beginnings of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Family, the saints are going to be targeted. Count on it. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Are we not seeing that only in America as well? Many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Do you not hear of a grandchild killing the grandmother, or families killing family members? It's increased immensely, has it not? But we're not there yet. But he shall endure unto the end, the name shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. So when those say, like Oprah and the rest of them, that what about some Amazon forest and some tribe will never heard of Jesus Christ? He's not coming till the world is preached throughout the world. When that's done, who get ready. And you're not going to know when. But God will know. You just got to be ready for it. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, that's mid-tribulation, by the way, beginning of the first trumpet, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whose readeth, let him understand. Now that would be Jerusalem. That's mid-tribulation. That's when the evil part of the good guy at the first trumpet, or the first seal, will turn evil and mean at the abomination of desolation. He'll walk into Jerusalem and say, I am God. He'll tell the Jews, you can stop sacrificing now because I'm the man. He rebuilt the temple. He walked into the temple. They'll be rebuilt already. You see, the first seal, they're bringing all the religions together. And the Jews will start the sacrifice of animals again. Now, Hagee should learn something here. Because when they do this, they will slap God in the face, denying his son, Jesus Christ, when they start sacrificing animals again. At the temple they rebuilt in the first seal. All religions will have open carte blanche to do what they want to do. The New Age movement will become of age. No pun intended. It'll be made public. And don't you know that God's going to bring judgment upon Israel? It's not for anybody else to mess with Israel, but God will. That's God's business. That's the abomination of desolation, mid-tribulation. Then let them in Judea flee into the mountains. That's clear, family. We're not Judea, but Israel is. So if you're in Israel, you're in Jerusalem, and this happens, man, you better get your butt out of there like right quick. Because the Antichrist, that was one of the good guy 3 years earlier, he's going to be a bad guy now. Let him which is the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take the clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Now, right there. That's the great tribulation, the first trumpet. Seven to go after that. That's God's wrath. The seventh trumpet, the seven bowls. It's just nothing but ugly. Family. That's when it begins. That's God's wrath. And you're not going to find some red river or some red lake somewhere that's told to you on the YouTube or some sound of trumpet somebody heard in Timbuktu, Minnesota or North Carolina, Ohio, wherever. It's going to be worldwide and you'll know it. For those that survived the first the six seals. Man, you got a lot going on before even this happens. Family, get ready. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So in other words, 3.5 years, making it total 7, won't be 8 years. Because any further, all mankind will be wiped out. And all that's going to be here is going to be the fallen angels in physical form, and Nephilim, transhumanized army of 200 million, there's your 200 million, in the sixth or seventh bowl that's going to meet Jesus Christ at Armageddon, the real Armageddon, not this fake one they're coming up with now. And they will lose as they did in the flood. They're going to lose again. They will be destroyed by his coming. Won't be no Joel's army. Won't be some human army defeating anybody. That's all nonsense coming from these false preachers. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For thou shalt rise false Christ, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Family, that's where your fake Jesus is coming. Sananda Emmanuel. And your fallen angels. As your Ashtar command. As your alien lie. Ascended masters, they call themselves. Whatever. Pick your choice. To deceive even the very elect. A false pre-tribulation rapture would certainly fool the elect. At the first seal. LaHaye, you know, is the enemy. LaHaye wrote this book. He's a member of the Council of National Policy with James Dobson, Missler, and all the lot of them. Right-wingers, Council of National Policy, is sub under the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of National Policy, Ron Paul has a little bit of appearance into that one. He won't tell you that. He's a Rosicrucian anyway. His wife's Eastern Star. They're all part of this facade. Well, the Tea Party collects all the quote-unquote patriots to find out who they are. The Tea Party and the Sarah are this connected. They got some tricky stuff coming at you. The Council of National Policy is your right wing. Your Oliver North, your Palin, James Dobson, Missler, LaHaye, Pat Robinson, all these guys in the secretive check. Council of National Policy. Is it part of the Illuminati? Matthew 24:25. Behold, I've told you before. Wherefore, if thou shalt say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall be eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulations in those days shall be the sun darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Family, that's the sixth seal. And it doesn't say a blood moon there exactly, except it does in Revelation. Hagee's wrong, and what's his name, Blitz or whatever, he's wrong too. I wouldn't buy that trashy book if they gave it to me. There's no four blood moons. There's some eclipses. Now, they can make something out of it with harp technology, whiz back smoke and mirrors. But you got one moon that's blood red, Revelation 6, 12 to 17. Look for it now and you'll find it. You won't find any more. So it talks about in Matthew 24, 29, the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, stars shall fall from heaven. Fallen angels will be sent down to earth. Michael the archangel, that will be the war in heaven. They try to tell you that there's a angel wars or some nonsense. UFOs, lightsabers. God's angels do not need UFOs. It's nonsense. But the fallen angels might. And the fallen angels can take the shape and form of UFOs. Do you know that? That's why in the 1940s and 1950s and 60s, you see a whole stream of them, and they're all of a sudden going like 4,000 miles per hour and do a right angle turn. Nothing physical could do that, right? Yeah, that's right. So we're talking supernatural. They can take any shape and form they want to. There's your UFOs. Fallen angels taking those shapes and forms to fool you into thinking there's aliens out there. Look up Project Bluebeam. Matthew 24:30. Oh, by the way, all that hanky-panky they're pulling off then, when the stars fall from heaven, that's the fallen angels coming down, they'll be cast out of the second heaven, and Michael the archangel will clean house. And you're not going to see that war. Supernatural. But you'll know it when they get down on earth. They'll be cast down and ready for the first trumpet. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And it won't be on some silly UFO like Sanan Emanuel is going to come down. It's going to be on a cloud just like he left, just like he's coming back. And he's heading to Jerusalem. It won't be America. We're not Great Babylon. And we're certainly not of God anyway. You've got prayer people that pray here? Yes. The country? No. We've been fooled all along. But we've maintained because people have prayed. You have those righteous that's prayed, despite all this other. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the one end of heaven to the other. That's the rapture. This trumpet is above and beyond the first trumpet. What that's saying there is it's mid-tribulation. Right before the first trumpet, he's going to pull his people out. That tells you right there what's going to happen. Not the first, not the pre-trib, but mid-trib. In order of Matthew, that tells you right there, clear as a bell. Matthew 24:32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know the summer is nigh, right? 24:33. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be fulfilled. That means the generation that's going to experience these events. Calvinists will tell you otherwise. The Calvinists be wrong. Even the disciples thought that was talking about this generation, this one. No. He's talking about when these events I've just described to you in Matthew 24 have taken place, then that generation shall not pass to all these. And it looks like we're pretty close to that generation. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And where are those words, family? It's in the King James Bible. And no other. But that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And how clear can you get? Nobody knows the day or the hour of that time. So why even try to figure it out? All these matrices and sell all these books and all that. It means nothing. Only Jesus, only God knows. But as the days of Noah, N-O-E, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in those days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, did I read that right? Let me go back and see if I read that right. Matthew 24:39. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Yep. I don't see Cain's descendants there at all. Don't say took them all away except for Cain and Cain's descendants, did it? Nope. Took them all away. No one of Cain's or any of those in the earth survived except for Noah, wife, three sons, and three wives. That's it. Nobody hopped a trip on the ark. Nobody held on for dear life. Nobody found a high hill. Besides, if they did, they'd starve to death anyway for 40 days and 40 nights. Nobody survived but those eight. So these Herbert Armstrongs and Arnold Murrays and all these others say that Cain survived is lies. That's why it says, quote, don't read the Bible, just listen to me. No, I tell you, read the Bible. Do it on your own. And don't take nobody's word, not even mine. You trust yourself through Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, to give you discernment. There's your knowledge, but you got to get right with God. That's between you and Him. No human. No pope, no priest, no rabbi, no preacher. It's between you and Jesus Christ. And the King James Bible is a clear blueprint to what's going on. And no other Bible either. And there's not one person out there in 350 million in the United States can prove otherwise. Not one. Never have in 400 years and never will. Until disclosure and the falling away, and we got a problem. That's why you want to write it on your heart. Because they want to get rid of you. But when they get rid of you, you're going to heaven. You see? But still pray for those that don't know to have their eyes opened. There should be two in the field. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this. If the good man of the house had known in what watched the thief would come, he would have watched, would have not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in the due season? Blessed is a servant whom his Lord has cometh shall find so doing. It goes on to tell you about more of the end times. And shall cut them asunder. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, in an hour which he is not aware of. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion of the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. A serious pucker factor will happen. Let me put it like that. So this World War III, back to it. Other people believe that Christ spoke then of only the seven-year period now, known as the tribulation in those verses. If you go to verses that I read to you, 4 to 14, seem to be given a general description that parallels to Revelation 6. In summary, and that records details concerning the beginning of the tribulation. Matthew 24, and he goes 6 to 7. There shall be rumors of war, wars and rumors of wars. As you heard me say, nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And you've heard me talk about that already, to summarize it. And when you read that, you find that Christ made it clear that war will play a significant role in the last 7 years of his return. It's clear. And to be more specific about it, the future does hold at least one more world war. Then comes Armageddon. After Armageddon, between Jesus Christ and the fallen angels and Satan and the 200 million transhumanized army, that's the real Armageddon after 7 years of tribulations. That's all that's going to survive. That's why he has those 90-pound hailstones. Family, you got a transhumanized army of giants, men of renown that's been transhumanized. Those giant hailstones coming down from the sky is going to take care of that. Now you know, there'll be no surviving. He killed them in the flood. He's going to kill them in the 7-year tribulation, 3.5-year tribulation, the Great Tribulation. A World War III will be the second seal between Islam and the ones following Islam and political Zionism and the countries following political Zionism. Second seal. Then comes Armageddon about 3.5 years later. 1,000 years of peace with Jesus Christ at the helm, Jerusalem. And after the 1,000 years of peace, Satan is bound, not thrown in the lake of fire yet. There's no influence of Satan at 1,000 years. At the end of the 1,000 years, that's Gog and Magog. Now, in the second seal, the Third World War has a semblance of Gog and Magog, but still World War III. So again, at the end of the 1,000 years, is the real Gog and Magog when Satan is released from his prison that's been kept in that 1,000 years, he will tempt the nations once more. Why is God going to let that happen? Because during that 1,000 years, there was no influence of Satan. So the nations had nothing to gauge it by. They were not tested like we've been tested today. That's when Jesus Christ will be at the helm. So when those Calvinists say that, well, Jesus Christ is down here now and has been here, is about as full of mud as a dirt bowl. It's impossible. Bingo. That's the real Gog and Magog at the end of the 1,000 years. Now, there's nothing in the scripture that will outline that certain number of world wars, World War I, World War II, were not specifically mentioned in Scripture. Both World War I and World War II was planned before 1873 by Albert Pike in conceptual terms. And nor is a possible World War III is talked about in Scripture specifically. It's only the last war that's really mentioned in detail. But in the second seal, it talks about the Red Horse of war. So at that point, you can assign the name of World War III to that one. Because it's coming. Because Armageddon is different. And some of the scriptures I'm going to give you. You want to copy them down? Here we go. Revelation 6, verse 2. Revelation 6, 4. Revelation 11, verse 12. 7, I'm sorry, 11 and 7. Revelation 12, verse 7, also, 11, 7, 12, 7. Revelation 13, verse 4. Revelation 7. Revelation 16, verse 14. Revelation 17, verse 14. Revelation 19, verse 11. And verses 19. And verses 19, verses 11 says that in righteousness, he, which is Christ, judges and wages war. And Revelation 19, 19 says, John saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him. That's Christ, who sat upon the horse and against his army. Now, it's here, take special notice that it says the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against Christ. Now, that clearly describes a world war. Also be noted that the victor in this war is clearly Christ, who seizes the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, and casts them in the lake of fire. And the armies that followed them were destroyed. You'll find it in Revelation 19, verses 20 to 21. So, there will be at least one more world war. There's no doubt of the outcome. The righteous will prevail in Christ. The kings of kings and the Lord of lords defeats all who oppose him. It's also worth mentioning, I'll say it again, that following the thousand-year reign of Christ, there will be another uprising, which is Gog and Magog. And that could possibly have the scope of a world war as well. And when he's released, when Satan's released from his thousand years, he leads a rebellion among the peoples of the earth at that time. And Christ will quickly put it down, permanently judges Satan in the lake of fire, and cast him there, as he did with the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet. Don't be fooled by some of these preachers out here. Do your own study. I'm just giving you some hints about this. Now, this, we have time. This Battle of Armageddon, I can cover it now. I've given you an outlay of the details. And this Battle of Armageddon is written in every book you can think of. Just about. It's batted around like a ping pong ball. It's also somewhat misleading for several reasons. One, it's not a single battle, but rather a whole series of conflicts that accumulate in the second coming of Christ. You got the Greek word polemos, which translates into battle. So, Revelation 16:14 talks about a war, a campaign of such that, while mache, M-A-C-H-E, signifies a battle. And sometimes even single combat. So this word selected by John is specifically polemos. P-O-L-E-M-O-S. So if you go to Revelation 16, it indicates there that Armageddon is really kind of a campaign made up of numerous conflicts among a number of nations over a period of time at the end of tribulation. Now, a second reason for this phase, Battle of Armageddon, it's also a little bit misleading because this final end-time conflict may not be geographically isolated to that region around the plain of Megiddo. If you go to Revelation 14, it teaches us that the land surrounding or involved in this end-time campaign is about 180 miles in length. Verse 20. Because you got several other locations mentioned in the scripture other than Megiddo. And that includes Jerusalem. The Valley of Jehoshaphat. And if you look at your map, you'll find Jehoshaphat is east of Jerusalem. And Edom. You got numerous scriptures talks about Edom. Isaiah 34. Isaiah 63, Jeremiah 49, Joel 3, Zechariah 12 and 14. So these armies that gather are apparently spread out over a large area, larger than the plain of Megiddo. And this is where John, that wrote it, he saw it, he calls this area of the land the winepress of God's wrath. Campaign. Ends up in one battle. It brings on Jesus Christ. So you got a campaign going on now that's going to accumulate to bring in Sanan de Manuel. Mm-hmm. And if we fall, as America falls as economically, they'll start screaming out, the black horse, Babylon has fallen, America's down. That'll be a lie. Because when Babylon falls, Jesus comes, right? So we got to fall. Family, we don't even have any money. We're a colony of England. We have a poor excuse for Babylon. And all Americans are slaves under the IMF anyway. GR since 1929, actually. So it's impossible for us to be Babylon. Babylon is the Antichrist system. No one scripture outlines the order of events really at the very end. This kind of makes the construction of exact chronology very difficult. They don't even know. You got a basic understanding of it, but they don't have exactly what's going to happen. But no one writer has put all this together. You have a lot of theories out there. It's been developed. In fact, there's like 6 or 7 basic theories that try to explain the movement of armies and sequence of battles in the very last days of tribulation. We don't know for sure. But it may be during the 42 months when the Antichrist is ruler of the world. He establishes headquarters in Jerusalem area. So he technically rules the world at that time. That's his dream come true, but that's only going to be a short time. You'll have a lot of unrest develops against his rule. God will turn him over to lust. And this unrest that they're going to experience, combined with existing nationalism, and it brings a challenge to the rulership of the Antichrist. That's why he has to have a tight control on people. As you already know about the microchips and all that sort of thing. Getting rid of weapons and all that. Reducing the world's population as the Rosicrucians down to 500 million. Oh, I got something for you. That's where this fits in. Do you remember, who's that mass murderer? He's one of the mass murderers that we have in the government. Zbigniew Brzezinski. One of the most evil men on the earth besides Kissinger and all the rest of them. He said the following.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
Any questions? He's been a security advisor to all of our treacherous presidents. It goes back how long? All of our presidents have been part of this, except for Lincoln, McKinley, and, well, Garfield was just a bad actor. They had to kill him anyway. And JFK. Lincoln was part of it big time. He was I have it documented, he was a racial avatar. His role for the Illuminati, literally, was to bring in the Emancipation Proclamation. That was part of his role. That was what he's supposed to do. I got this documented in the Illuminati-owned textbook, Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, 1977. Confirms his role, but something happened to Lincoln. Like something happened to JFK. See, JFK and Lincoln were not Masons. Oops. Now you know the purpose of vaccinations. Now you know the purpose of wars. The purpose of the Club of Rome to reduce the population in all kinds of ways. Food, water, air, wars, mass murders, technology, suicides is orchestrated on our troops. But here's the rub. The rub is the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc. You've heard me say this dozens and dozens of times. They are, in fact, going to be targeted for death by the Illuminati. Once the Great White Brotherhood has total control, they will come after all the secret society members. They will no longer need them, and they will kill them all. They'll placate them to a point. They have total control, and then they'll die, quote, as if by some illness. The ones that know too much, quote, will be executed, unquote. Actually, when you read Psalms 34:21, it would behoove you to read it. Confirms this. And the evil shall slay the wicked. Whose side are you going to be on? Because it's coming time to pay the piper. That Bible is going to come true, and there's not a darn thing they can do to stop any of it. With the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth, the six great goals found in Daniel 9:24 will find their fulfillment. And what you've seen, I've talked about already, the tribulation was primarily designed by God to bring his covenant people, Israel, back to himself. The outpouring of the supernatural, combined with the witnesses of the 144,000, which Hitler was assigned to try to find their bloodline. The fake Jews as well, tribe of Dan. Hybrids of fallen angels, thinking that they are the offspring of Jesus and Mary. Yeah, Jesus, all right. Sananda Manuel and some woman gave the birth line to the Merovingian bloodline. It wasn't Jesus Christ of Nazareth by no stretch. The witness of many other believers. Don't forget about the two witnesses. Beginning in the first trumpet will cause hell and havoc against the Antichrist for 3.5 years until they're brought together and killed, and they're going to come back to life. All this is yet to happen. The spiritual eyes of many others in Israel will not be opened until the second coming itself. And along with the spiritual awakening of many in Israel, you're going to have a significant happenings occur when Jesus Christ returns in power and great glory, and it won't be in some UFO. And Jesus Christ will bring salvation to many in Israel. Because I imagine at that point, he's going to have their attention fully. Because their so-called Messiah, Sananda, and their Maitreya, their whoever the Antichrist is going to fail them. because this oppression and persecution of Israel, and that's during the second half of the tribulation period, that will have God's effect on the nation. And it'll happen throughout the world. That's when people snap out of this matrix. And their hearts will be pricked. They'll know and mourn, you see, that first 3.5 years. They're trying to push it. They're trying to cause these things to happen to force Jesus Christ to come back. They're trying to bring in their so-called Messiah. Notice they can never do it until God allows them to. Well, family, we're coming down to it. You can see the signs of the times. Earthquakes are being perpetrated by HAARP. The weather is manipulated by HAARP. Some supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors happening all over. You got these so-called dead fish, dead birds, and dead cows spouting off by these so-called theologians that are saying this is part of the end times. No, it's not. Because they're trying to force it to make it look like it is, to bring in your Sananda Manuel. So I'd say we're pretty close. That's what I want to make the point of. Now, let y'all know, tonight we have Bible study. And we'll talk about some interesting things tonight. I hit the ground running. And you're all welcome to attend at watchmenforjesus.com. And I'd like to see y'all. Any questions or any comments you want to make about my broadcast, you can send them my email. Bad comments, I'll hunt you down. Yeah, won't do that. I'm joking here. Family, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't claim to be no prophet. But I do a lot of research, as I'm sure some of you all do also. What should we do? What do we got to do? Be informed, educated Christian. Discern good from evil, truth from deception. Knowing the truth and what's going on in the world around us. And become aware of Satan's schemes, his tactics, to know what to stay away from, what to warn others about. I want to talk tonight about being a watchman. What does it really mean to be a watchman? I want to talk about that tonight. Not fully, but some of tonight. As a watchman, what are you supposed to do? I'm going to talk about that tonight. How can you avoid being deceived if you don't know what the Bible teaches? Someone may be misleading you, but unless you're fluent in Scripture, you'll never know it. Draw near to Christ. Obey His commands. You fall away, ask Him to put you back on track. Get your house straightened out. Live in daily communion with Him. Not just one day. Not just twice a year. All the holidays are corrupted anyway. Every single holiday. I mean, there is no holiday that's of God. Y'all being fooled by Christmas and Easter and all that. Don't be fooled by these. They're all pagan. Family, I'm sorry, but they are. They're based on full moons. Open up portals. Sacrifice on the days we think are by Christ. No, they're not. Like trying to drink a cup of coffee and you pour a little bit of thimble of kerosene in it, ruins the whole cup, the whole pot. Tell me, y'all been lied to. Easter sunrise service, you're worshiping the phallic symbol of Nimrod, the Washington Monument, and the sunrise is the sunrise of Baal, sun god. Christmas is the birthday of Mithra, Mithraism. Don't be fooled, family. People say otherwise, they either don't know what they're talking about or they're part of the deception. It's all there. Family, when Jesus comes down, it's all Jesus down here. Right now, it's not. So your communion with Jesus is between you and the Holy Spirit, and He's up there, and you're talking to Him. That's a connection. Down here, this is Satan's God of this world. Temporarily. But God keeps him in step. We pull away from God, He gives Satan more step. keep life in the proper perspective. Reminding yourselves of the real reason you're here, to worship God, not ourselves. Love, serve, and please God, not ourselves. And help others. It's the heartbeat of our mission as watchmen. Everything else, earthly belongings, physical bodies, or sense of prestige and career accomplishment and all that stuff, it's going to pass away. None of these things can be taken with us. You can have someone that's a pillar of society, 60, 70, 80 years old, somewhere 90, say they get Alzheimer's, say they get some kind of disease. Who comes to visit them? Who cares anymore? You see what I mean? You can't take those trophies and Nobel Peace Prizes and all this stuff with you to heaven. It ain't going to happen. So where's your pride? Where's your soul then? That's the treasures on earth will be burned up, but lay them for heaven, which are eternal. Read 1 John 2, verses 15 to 17. Tonight, we're going to talk about the watchman and a whole bunch of things that I'm going to let the Holy Spirit guide me. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back. Y'all be ready. I'm telling you, because when it happens, y'all going to know it. You won't find out on some YouTube, neither. Some half-baked preacher or evangelist out there that's trying to trick you. Family, you become fluent in that Bible. And know it, and don't be fooled by because they have 10,000 people in their congregation means absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, probably means I stay away from them. David Wilkerson was one of the last great evangelists. Was today? No. And you'll find out that it's highly likely, if you look into his situation, how he died, he is murdered. He would not bow down like all the rest of them today. I mean all of them. All of them. Billy Graham's been funded by Randolph Hearst and Rockefeller's in 1949 through the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund. Graham was. He's a Jesuit. 33rd degree Mason. Copeland's a Mason. Schuller's a Mason. Joyce Meyer's Eastern Star. Hagee, all the rest of them. Family. Not the man. But Jesus, that's the man, that's the God, that's Jesus Christ, is God incarnate in human flesh, came down to us. He came to us, now we got to go to him. He suffered on the cross for us, we got to go to him with our sins laid before him for him to forgive them. We fall away, he convicts us with the Holy Spirit to put us back on track. That's a good thing. Your Osteens and all these guys, they try to placate. Don't worry, be happy, be abundant, be rich, be plentiful, blah, 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 blah. No. Your riches are in heaven, not here on earth. Family, seek the face of Jesus and live. Renounce your blood oaths, renounce your sins between you and him, and I wouldn't wait around, and then lead your family there. Lead your fellow Freemasons and other folks there. Spread out. And be ready. Family, see y'all tonight, 7:30 to 9. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Broadcast. And, well, God bless. Good night. This is Watchman. Signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
good night, God bless, and since it's over here, I sign off. It's going to go back to 24-hour loop on my website. Have a good day. Good night. Signing off.